High School Basketball is now on the air. Thanks for tuning in to coverage of high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3 FM and online at mscsports.net. Let's head courtside for today's play-by-play with John Nixon and Randy Gatula.
Good morning, everybody, from Pinnacle Bank Arena, downtown Lincoln, Nebraska. It's time for Class D2 Girls State Tournament action here this morning. The Falls City Cigar Irish, the number one ranked, number one seeded Irish, taking on the unranked and eight seed Warriors from Layton High School. Good morning, Randy Gatula. I talked to some of the students here from Layton long ago. 6-hour drive from Layton to Lincoln.
Pretty good trip for those girls to come down here.
Yeah.
Early morning ball game. Obviously, they came down yesterday, as did the Sacred Heart Irish. John, this Layton team, kind of hard to figure out. Honestly, I'll be honest with you, they make me a little bit nervous. I've been doing a little more scouting than I usually do, talking to some people about them. They only have 9 girls on the roster. 2 of them are injured and not suited. So they only have 7 girls in uniform. That in itself could be a difference here. I realize you can only put 5 girls on the floor at a time, but they don't have a lot of depth and not a lot of backup. They have a shooter, Benish. Zaylee's a 5'4 sophomore, and for Sacred Heart fans, if you want to know about her, I would describe her as being a lot like Miley Weirs from Diller Odell. She's 5'4, a sophomore, averages 22.3 points per ball game, not afraid to put up the 3 at any time from anywhere on the floor. Now, Coach Sando says she doesn't shoot quite as much as Weirs does for Diller Odell, but she's certainly someone they're going to have to stay in her face. The thing that I find interesting is the size and the experience, John. They're mostly sophomores. They are 5'5", 5'4", 5'3". Their biggest girl on the floor is 5'9". And you got to wonder how that's going to match up with Wurtenberger and Keller underneath for Sacred Heart. If they can get the ball lobbed inside, they'll probably run a zone against us out here. If we can get the ball inside to the girls, I would think they'd have an awful hard time stopping Wurtenberger.
Well, I think they will, too. But what's there, the Irish have changed up a little bit. Gentry Lechtenberg, the sophomore, has been doing a lot of damage offensively in that lane. And we'll find out more about that from Coach Sando coming up here. So it should be a fun time. The Irish win, they move on to play tomorrow night over at the Savannah Center. And we'll see what happens here. 7 players, a little foul trouble and injury, and Layton would dig themselves a hole early in this ball game.
Yeah, we look at the brackets. McCool Junction plays Humphrey St. Francis right after this game, and the winner of our game will face the winner of that one. That game is scheduled for 6 o'clock tomorrow evening at the Devaney Sports Center. John, let's step aside for a 2-minute break here. Then we'll come back and have our pregame visit with Coach Sando after this 2-minute timeout live from Pinnacle Bank Arena. You're listening to coverage of the Nebraska Girls State Basketball Tournament on Sunny 101.3 and KTNC.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
I'm Chris McCorney, RN, and manager of the Cardiac Rehab Department at Community Medical Center, Falls City. With 26 years of experience, I'm still amazed when a patient begins the recovery process following heart problems or surgery. They're unsure and nervous, but finish strong and confident. Our experienced rehab staff considers it a privilege to assist with their healing process by promoting lifestyle changes with diet, exercise, and education. Our mission? Getting you back to a healthy and happy life. We're Community Medical Center, every day making a difference.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Welcome to US Cellular, where new and current customers choose any phone they want for free.
Free? Even the one with 5G and lots of storage?
Free.
And the one with the latest everything?
Free.
At US Cellular, any phone you see is free, whether you're a new or current customer. US Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For U.S. Cellular, go to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
I know, but it's my plan. All right, just let it go a minute.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education.
Play this morning at Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. Coach, again, congratulations getting back here. I know all the Irish fans expect we're going to be in Lincoln every year with your girls' basketball team, but it's never an easy task to get here.
Well, thanks, John. Yeah, we kind of talked about that the other night. You know, it never gets old, but it's so hard to, you know, you set that as your goal, you know, in November to get here, but just a lot of things have to go right, you know, for it to happen. You just feel fortunate when it does, and then, you know, when you get here, you're just happy for the girls.
And you graduate players every year. You lost some really good players last year, and you had to do some moving of players this year, a couple into different positions, and you've transitioned throughout the season as well.
Yeah, you know, I think after, you know, last March, there was a lot of question marks, and people didn't know. I mean, even this week, a lot of people said, oh, I didn't know if you could get back or not. But, you know, we knew, even losing those four seniors last year, we knew we had a lot of girls coming back and a lot of talent. You know, it's just going to be a matter of we have to develop them, get girls in the right spot, figure out kind of who can do what. You know, they're going to have to learn some new roles, you know, build some chemistry. And, you know, I think we had a really good summer. I told people that a lot, that we had a really good summer, and that kind of gave us confidence. It gave the girls a lot of confidence. You know, and then in December, it was kind of up and down. You know, we weren't really sure what we had. We just weren't very consistent. But I really think, you know, in our holiday tournament, that gave us some confidence. You know, we had that good week at the Beatrice at Executives. I think that was key. You know, when you give high school kids the confidence, you know, we've just kind of gone from there.
And you don't have a team that's completely healthy either.
No, we've been balancing things. You know, Jessica Wartenberger's so physical. She's had something all year long. Around Pioneer Conference Tournament, Macy Keller's foot started hurting. So she's been in a walking boot. We've had some ankles here or there. But, you know, I mean, we're about as healthy as we can get right now. It's just, you know, hopefully we can get through a few more days.
I hate to even bring this up. It's been going so well. But, man, I mean, your girls have been shooting free throws lights out for the last month, basically. And, boy, up here this weekend, that could be huge.
It could be huge. I hope you just didn't jinx it.
I know.
No, that's something we talk about a lot. You know, we stress it in practice. You know, last week or 2 weeks ago, sub districts, you know, against Diller and Parkview was huge, you know, and then the other night against Osceola was huge. So, I mean, that's something we stress a lot on the scouting report is, you know, can you win the free throw battle? Usually referees, you know, reward the more aggressive team. So that's something we talk about all the time is, you know, get there, capitalize, knock them down, and then can you keep the other team off of them? So, yeah, that'll be huge this morning.
Well, that being said, it's completely different background here at Lincoln this year.
Yeah, the girls get mad at me. I like practicing at Pritchard Auditorium instead of the rack just because it's a little bit more open. You know, it's nothing like you're going to see, you know, obviously a PBA, but just trying to give them that visual, and, you know, and you're here and the rim's hanging out of nowhere. So, you know, it's tough. You know, one game, you get a 20-minute warm-up to kind of get settled in and get used to it. But we have been shooting free throws well, but other than that, I haven't been really impressed with our overall shooting. So, you know, I think that's always a concern for us, just how well can we shoot. You know, we feel like we make shots, we're going to be pretty tough to beat.
Okay, let's talk about the opponent today. Layton, the Warriors, coming in here 16-5. They're not rated, I have room on my score sheet to leave some blank spaces. They don't have a lot of players, and they're a little dinged up too, it sounds like.
Yeah, I think they have a few injuries here or there. They're one of their starters been out for like a month. But, yeah, they don't have a lot of girls. I think they have 7 or 8 total. Just bring a couple girls off the bench. One of the things we stress right away to the girls is we only have one common opponent, and that was Parkview Christian. And, you know, we played them in sub-districts, and they played them in the district final, and Layton beat them worse than we did. So we try to use that as, you know, something to get the girls' attention, like, hey, these guys are real. You know, you show up in one game like this, I think you can throw the 1 versus the 8 out. You know, when we went through and we were walking through, you know, their personnel and things like that, they have that Benish girl. She's the leading scorer in the state. You know, she's averaging like 23 points a game. So, you know, she jumps out right away, and they have a couple other girls like that. So, you know, she's going to get a lot of our attention today. We got to take her away. But, you know, they have a couple other girls that can score too. So, you know, they're going to pose a lot of problems.
Well, when they were talking about on the broadcast last night, the Johnson Broad game, regardless of how a team shoots, your team, you know, as you said, struggle the time shooting. You guys always bring your defense with you.
That's something that, you know, we're known for, and we say that all the time, defense travels. So, you know, no matter what the situation is or how things are going, we feel like our defense is going to be there. You know, we talk a lot about rebounding, but if you can play defense and rebound, you're going to be in every game, and then it's just a matter of can you score it enough. So, you know, that's what we're hoping today is we can get some easy buckets and score.
And as far as your basketball team is going, you got McKinley Shull back basically a month ago now. You're happy with the rotation? You got pretty well worked out the way you like to go?
Yeah, I feel like as of right now, you know, it was just tough having her out, you know, that month and a half or 2 months, you know, whatever it was. Bringing her off the bench is good for us right now. You know, we're pretty settled on those 5 and bringing McKinley in, you know, just to give us some extra defense. She's still not 100%. You can kind of see that when she runs, which I think is kind of affecting her shot. She scored a little bit the other night against Osceola, which was good. But, yeah, we're pretty settled on, you know, playing about 6 or 7 girls right now.
And no disrespect to any of the teams that made in class D2, but would it be a basketball state tournament without Shaggy Hart, Why Not, and Humphrey St. Francis?
Yeah, I think people said that, you know, back in December, looking at kind of projecting who could be there. You know, they said, well, it might be a lot of those teams. You know, there was the volleyball tournament. But, yeah, it's just pretty incredible when you look at the history of what Humphrey's done and Why Not, you know, and us. So you kind of expect it. But, you know, it's a pretty stacked D2 field.
And as far as your defense today, you said you had a stop finish. What's the plan?
We're going to play man. I feel like our schedule has really helped us out. We've seen a lot of girls that can score this year. You know, like, she's not like a Macy Richardson. She's probably closer to like a Miley Weirs, but she doesn't attack it as much. Out west, they see a lot of zone, so she's kind of a catch-and-shoot girl. So we're going to play a lot of man, and we're going to switch out. They run a lot of motion, so we're going to try to switch everything and just have perfect switches, make sure we have a hand up, just try not to give her any clean looks. You know, we tell girls all this all the time that they're going to score it. We just can't let her have anything easy. You know, no clean looks. Sometimes girls, you know, the teams just don't know where she's at, you know, and they just give her clean looks. She's pretty good in transition. Sometimes she'll kind of cherry pick and leak out. So we worked a lot on transition defense, getting back and not giving her any easy layups. But hopefully we can make life tough for her this morning.
All right, Coach, thanks for your time to visit with us. Hopefully we'll talk tomorrow night.
All right, perfect. Thanks, John.
We'll be back for more of a pregame show after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3 and KTNC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Glass
It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Falls City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
Nemaha County Hospital in Auburn is pleased to announce the addition of Dr. Gary Koenig to the medical team. Dr. Koenig is a board certified in internal medicine, pulmonary disease, and allergy, as well as immunology, and will be holding clinical visits on the second Wednesday of every month. Nemaha County Hospital is located in Auburn, Nebraska, and is a critical access hospital serving the regional area and voted a top 100 facility in the country. For more information, go to nemahacountyhospital.com or find them on Facebook.
Welcome back here to Pinnacle Bank Arena as we have come back right in time for the national anthem here at PBA. While they're doing that, we're not going to hear it very well. We'll take another 90-second break and be back on Sunny 101.3 and KTNC.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Don't we all wish it was sunny and 70 degrees outside? Good news, this is the Midwest, and while it probably won't be tomorrow, those days aren't far off, and neither is planting season. Reviewing machinery insurance values before it comes out of the shed is easier than during claim time. We work with several different companies to offer options tailored to your individual operation. Give us a call, and one of our many knowledgeable farm agents would be happy to come out and help.
SBF's Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Here to Pinnacle Bank Arena, Lincoln's downtown Haymarket District. I'm Randy Gatula along with John Nixon. Glad to have you tuned in this morning here on Sunny 101.3 and on KTNC AM 1230, FM 107.1. Let's take a look at the starting lineup for this girls' Class D2 state tournament first round game. First of all, for the Leighton Warriors, we've been talking about how they're shorthanded. Only 9 girls on the roster, only 7 suited up. They'll go with Shawnee Gamble. Gamble's a 5'5 sophomore, averaging 10.7 points per ball game. Zaylee Benich. Benich is their leading scorer, 22 points per contest. She is 5'4 and a sophomore. Cadence Hopped, 5'1 and a sophomore, just averaging 1 point per ball game. Sydney Fortune is a 5'7 sophomore, 7.8 points per ball game. And Claire Watchhorn, a junior, the biggest girl on the floor for the Warriors. She's 5'9 and averages 5 points per ball game. The Warriors are coached by Coach Jed Benish. They are 16-5 coming into this morning's contest. Starting lineup for your Sacred Heart Irish, coached by head coach Luke Sando. He'll go with Olivia Eichhoff. Eichhoff, a 5'8 sophomore, 8.8 points per game. Delaney Witt, a senior, at 5'4, 8.4 points per contest. Gentry Lechtenberg, just a sophomore in the starting lineup, 8.5 points per game on the season. Jessica Wurtenberger is a senior at 5'10. She's the leading scorer for the Irish, 14.5 points per game. And Macy Keller, also a senior at 6', 5.5 points per ball game. The Irish 23-3 on the season. And, John, the thing that jumps out at me right away is the fact that Leighton is starting 4 sophomores and a junior, whereas the Sacred Heart Irish have 5 seniors and a sophomore. The experience is certainly going to be there. The size is there. But you have to play the ball game. Yeah, you certainly do. And just looking at him and just so outnumbered. Seems unfair to start, but you never know what could happen once you get going here.
Now, the stats don't lie. Zaylee Benish, 5.4 in a sophomore, 5.4 in a sophomore, 22 points per ballgame. She is such an unassuming young lady. Walks out there. I've been watching them during warm-ups. Honestly, she just doesn't look like a kid that's going to come out and put up 22 points. So I'm really looking forward to see how this whole thing unfolds here this morning.
No, you know, she looks a little bit like McKenna Naker that we saw last night from the other side. Okay, get ready to tip it off. You're listening to High School Basketball, the state tournament on Sunny 101.3 KLZA, Fall City, and KGNC. Fall City, 12:30 a.m. and 107.1 FM.
Biggest mismatch of the year on the jump balls.
Lechtenberg steps in there for the Irish, and the jumper, she can't get the ball anyway. The jumper
took off faster.
Top, didn't even try to win the tip. She took out of the circle and tried to run down the loose ball. Well, even if she gets it, you can't keep it because you're the jumper.
The ball disappears under the media tables over here. Delaney Witt crawls under the table, under the curtain, and got it out for us.
Shouldn't that be late in basketball? Did they touch it last?
Apparently they did. She must have got over there in time to tip it out of bounds.
Nobody touched it.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Okay, Irish get the basketball. Here we go. We'll try to get unconfused here as we go. All right, we saw these three officials last night in the game before the Johns Brawl game. Chances are they're going to let them play.
And they have a lot of fun with the crowd.
Yeah.
They really do.
Here we go. They let the kids play. Olivia Eichhoff coming to the front court for the Irish. Off the left side now with the basketball to Wurtenberger. Back to Eichhoff. Left side with the dribble. Coming back to the near right side against the zone. They've got three girls guarding Macy Keller in there. Here's a three ball for Witt. Up off the right side, no good. Rebound to Wurtenberger. Down the lane, off to Keller from 10 foot. Up and good for Macy Keller for the first two of the ball game for the Irish. Back we go the other way now. The Leighton Warriors have it for the first time, and that will be Zaylee Benish with it. Lost the ball, got it back, splits two defenders. Passes off the right side to Fortune. Fortune against the Irish man-to-man. Gives the ball back now. Out to the top with the ball is Benish. And Benish comes left side to Watchorn. Watchorn, they swing it. Fake and drive to the middle and give the ball in the middle to Watchorn. Kicks it back out, traveling the call. A turnover against the Warriors.
John, the first possession on this end for Sacred Heart went just kind of like what I was expecting to see here. They got the rebound. They got the putback, made the pass. Keller made the shot. It didn't look like they had an answer for Wurtenberger and Keller under there.
Probably not. No size to compare. Wurtenberger on the left side of the lane, dumps inside to Lechtenberg. Up, no good. She can't connect. And out of there with it comes Benish. On the run the other way is the sophomore. Pass across the lane, driving down the lane now, and up and in the bucket it goes for Sydney Fortune. We're tied at two in the early going. Delaney Witt will bring it up for the Irish. Jessica Wurtenberger in their district final against Osceola. She was under the weather. She looks a lot healthier today. Shot by Keller in the paint. Up, no good. Got her own rebound. Missed again. And the rebound again coming out of there to Benish. Benish up the floor left side and a three ball on the way. A long three. Up and no good by Gamble. The Warriors got the ball back. Benish has it now, guarded by Wurtenberger.
5'1" Hops got that offensive rebound.
Bring it around the corner now. Benish again. Working beyond the three-point line, looking to get the ball away to somebody. Finally does, now to Fortune. Fortune out to Benish for three. Up, no good. Randy, they're shooting from the NBA three, the college three, not the high school three-point line.
Ball got away from Olivia Eichhoff down here. She was being pressured defensively by Cadence Hopps. Hopps fun to watch. 5'1" on a good day.
Yeah. Yeah. Sideline inbound in front of the media row table here at the Pinnacle Bank Arena. Bring it into Benish. Benish out near midcourt with the dribble, moving to the top. Off the left side she goes. Now reverses, guarded by Lechtenberg into the paint. Floats it up and got it. And Leighton has the lead, 4-2 over Sacred Heart.
Zaylee Benish's first basket.
To the front now, Olivia Eichhoff. Whoop, picked up her dribble, needs help. She'll get it away. Wurtenberger right next to Olivia Eichhoff. Delaney Witt now across the court it goes, and Wurtenberger spins in, forces her way up, missed it, got it back, missed it again, rebound out of bounds, untouched last by Lechtenberg of the Irish.
Well, the Irish are getting looks there right under the basket, just not able to get the ball to fall, John.
All right, inbounding the ball from the baseline, bring it in now for Hopp. off a work up the floor, picked up by Witt, now back over the right side to Fortune, comes to the middle and gets it away to finish. Knocked away, stolen by Delaney Witt. Two on one. Pass to Lechtenberg. Up, won't go. Rebound, Eichhoff, and a foul on the arm.
Foul is going to be called on the Warriors. We'll have to wait until the official. He's going to turn his back on us here, Chuck.
Of course he is. Seven with a one. Oh, way up there.
Where are they putting it? Clear up on top.
11.
It's going to be on Zaylee Benish. Benish picks up her first personal team foul, number one.
Olivia Eichhoff from the baseline to Lechtenberg on the right side of the floor to Witt. Witt inside, flash in the lane is Eichhoff, turns around, puts it up, puts it in, and we are tied at four.
Kind of important to have that one fall for the Irish. They had missed several shots under the basket just to get a little confidence going.
Ball tipped away at the other end by Witt, goes out of bounds on the baseline. So now it will be the Warriors' ball to inbound. Clear out to the left side. Looking. It's tipped on the inbound, and Wurtenberg gets Lechtenberg with the tip. Wurtenberg with the steal. Headed up the floor, two on three. Layup is good with the left hand for Jessica Wurtenberger.
Wurtenberger had a look of determination on her face all the way down the floor that trip. You knew she was taking it to the hole.
Up the floor again. Here comes the Leighton Warriors. That's a double dribble. Yes. Getting caught with Campbell. She spun around completely two different times. And they finally, she dribbled a second time.
I should point out, Coach Luke Sandel was completely in agreement with that call.
Oh, I'm sure he was.
Right in front of his bench, and he was quick to point that out.
He most generally agrees with every call against the other team. 6-4, Sagan Hart with the lead here. First quarter action. 4:15 to play in the first period. Inside flash into Wurtenberger from Witt. Goes underneath. Ball tipped away out of there off of the Warriors.
Glad you could see that.
I had a clearer view that time. Yeah. Have to go Wurtenberger, a little shoe repair to do here. Retied. Olivia Eichhoff will trigger in here for Sagan Hart from the baseline. Looking. Comes to, oh, I thought it was coming to me. Wurtenberger jumped up and grabbed it. Posting up as Eichhoff. Double team. Gets away to McKinley Scholl in the ballgame now. Over to Witt. Oh, my goodness. That's going to be two on Benish.
Witt wasn't interested in any help back to her feet either. Benish just picked up her second personal. Zaylee Benish, the leading scorer, already with two personal fouls here, and they only have seven girls in uniform.
Well, she got her money's worth there. One a real hard hit, but just really effective where she got.
Delaney would have nothing to do with being helped back to her feet either.
No. Off the left side now with a McKinley Scholl back to Witt. High post, Wurtenberger off to Eichhoff, jumper from 15 feet short, and the rebound brought down by Ella Haley. I believe that is the ballgame now. And now up the floor with it comes 21 Fortune. Fortune gives the ball away now to Gamble. Gamble drilling, goes around the screen, gets the ball away to finish. Finish, passes off again. Pass tip by Keller, goes back now to Gamble. Gamble down the lane, stolen away by Olivia Eichhoff. As we said earlier, defense travels for the Irish. Witt in the middle, knocked away, stolen. Turnover by Sacred Heart to the front court. A long pass ahead to Benish on the left elbow. Starts in, backs out, keeps the dribble, now gives it up and hands the ball away out on the sideline. Timeout called by Leighton. It is 6-4, Sacred Heart. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and keep.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Home of the loud horn?
Sure is. Better than the loud student section.
Yes. Randy, look behind you. You want to take a minute to count the Leighton fans?
Oh, my goodness.
It's 6 hours here. There's 40, maybe? Yeah,
maybe. 35, 40 people total.
And student section, probably 25. It's a long ways out here. Plus, your team's all beat up. I understand. All right. It is Leighton basketball on the right side. dribbling the basketball, Shawnee Gamble. Down the right, ooh, two players in the same spot. It gets through to Benish. Benish will dribble, she'll drive, she'll pull up, and needs help. Back out for three, shot up by Gamble, no good. Rebound by Eichhoff. Olivia comes out with the basketball. Up the floor now to Delaney Witt. Eichhoff, top of the key, gives the ball back to Witt. Oh, cross-court pass, too far, stolen away. Good play by the defense there. And now a long pass ahead. Benish thought about a three, and Eichhoff jumped out and said, no, go ahead, shoot it. It would have been blocked, I'm sure. Pass into the middle there for Gamble on the left side. Shot is rejected by Gentry Lechtenberg. We got another whistle and a foul on the Irish here.
Foul on the Irish. It's going to be on the floor. It will not be a shooting foul.
Lechtenberg, I think.
I think so, too. That's... Going to wait until they tell me for sure.
I'm going to have a sore neck looking up there today.
Now they put it up high in the air.
Inbound from the baseline and a three-pointer on the way up and good from the right side with the bucket is going to be where she goes. There she is.
Fortune.
Going to be Fortune. Sydney has 5 points here in the early going. 7-6 Layton with their second lead of the day. Now Lechtenberg, that's Daisy Witt in there now for the Irish. That may be who the foul was on.
Well, Lechtenberg got
was
the foul.
There? Okay.
Yes. They posted it.
All right. Pass it inside. Lechtenberg couldn't control it. Pushes it away. And Eichhoff is up and good. Olivia Eichhoff puts the Irish back in front now. 8-7. Up the floor to Layton with the basketball. Pass it forward to Watchhorn. She'll get the ball away to Fortune. Driving the right side. Picked up there by Shull. Now back to Benish. She's used up her dribble. She'll pass away in front of the Irish bench. With it, again, Fortune. Ball tip. She got it. Oh, bad pass. Tried to hand it off there to Ella Haley. And Wurtenberger ends up with the basketball for the Irish. Coming the other way, inside, off the glass, up and good for Lechtenberg.
What a job getting the ball to Lechtenberg by Olivia Eichhoff. Great assist.
Really good in the middle, getting shots off with either hand. Up the floor on the left side, and a three ball from the left corner is no good by Fortune. Weak side rebound brought down by Daisy Witt, freshman in there. And up before we come the other way now. Lechtenberg all the way down to the hole. Left side, left hand, up and good. She's got four straight. 50 seconds to go in the quarter. The Irish up now 12-7.
They left the lane open for Lechtenberg, uncontested.
Here's a lob to the back door, stolen away by Daisy Witt, the freshman up the floor. Kelly Shull ran over and back up into the play. The pass comes to Eichhoff on the near right side. Olivia with the basketball. The Irish, the home team, dressed in the white today. Olivia Eichhoff directing traffic and holding for one here with 25 seconds to go in quarter number one. Stands out in the midcourt circle, standing on the ER of Huskers. Keeps the dribble, 15 on the clock, over to Daisy Witt. One girl running back and forth between them. They stay back packed in that zone. And now to the high post, Lechtenberg dribbles, pass underneath, and off the glass, goal for two. And with that, it's going to wrap up the first quarter. It's Fall City Sacred Heart with the lead, 14-7 over Layton. We'll return in 1 minute on PPNC and Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
Pinnacle Bank Arena, Lincoln's downtown Haymarket District. Randy Gatula, John Nixon with you. Girls D2 State Tournament action. Ready to move into the second quarter. The Sacred Heart Irish leading the Layton Warriors 14-7. It was pretty close all the way through, and then the Irish a couple of quick buckets there in the final minute, John.
Yeah, they did well and get it wrapped up. Got Lechtenberg going, got a couple of hoops and extended their lead.
Warriors basketball. Benish puts it into the corner. Fortune in the corner, baseline right side, looking for Gamble. She tries to come and help her, takes one dribble, now gives it off. That's Fortune on the dribble. At the top of the key, she lost her dribble, picks up the ball, beats into the corner on the right side baseline. Now trying to drive toward the bucket. No shot there. They went to Benish in the corner. Ball goes out of bounds. Wurtenberger was there defensively, tipped it away from Benish. Benish sets it last, and Sacred Heart will have the basketball.
Right now, Randy, the Irish in the midst of an 8-0 run here against the Leighton Warriors.
Inbound the pass. They toss it into Olivia Eichhoff. She'll bring it across the timeline, set the offense for the Irish. Eichhoff works to the left side of the three-point circle to the near side on the right wing to Witt. Right back it goes to Eichhoff. Witt will launch a three from the right wing. It's off the rim, no, but the rebound brought down by McKinley Scholl. Kicks it back to the top of the key to Eichhoff. Inside the paint, Wurtenberger to the right side. Witt goes around the defender. Got around Gamble. Now she's trapped down here and is going to need help. Bounce pass to Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger moves to the hoop in traffic. Tries to go up with a shot. Got her own rebound. Tries to go up with a follow shot. And now a whistle and a foul. And we're going to put Jessica Wurtenberger at the line where she'll be shooting two shots.
Foul go on. Well, I don't know what he said over there on the far side or any. I can't tell from the fingers. We're on the opposite side of the score.
It's going to be on 21.
Okay. That foul will go to Sydney Fortune, her first and the team's third foul of this first half.
First free throw is up and good for Jessica Wurtenberger. Jessica is a 74% free throw shooter on the season this year. Averages 14.5 points to lead the Irish in scoring. Second shot is up and good also. She got them both. Wurtenberger has 4 points now.
That's first free throw of the ball game.
All right, it'll be Warriors basketball. Leighton with the ball, trailing now 16-7. On the dribble is Gamble across the timeline. Gamble to Benish on the left wing. Benish guarded by Eichhoff in the paint. Little floater up and good. Boy, she can move to the hoop. Zaylee Benish has 4 points. And the Irish now up 16-9, a 7-point lead. This is Eichhoff with the basketball at the top of the key. Near side to Witt, back across court pass, skip pass into the paint. Lechtenberg moves to the hoop, kicks it out to Witt. Open look for three, off the iron, no. Rebound, McKinley Scholl. Scholl to the top of the key, Witt out to the left side. Here comes Olivia Eichhoff, driving layup. Got it, and she's fouled. The basket counts. She'll be at the line to shoot the and one.
Macy Raleigh ended up on the deck on her backside. She blocked the momentum and got the foul and gave up the bucket.
All right, on Macy, that'll be her first personal. At the free throw line, Olivia Eichhoff for the and one. Takes aim, launches the shot, it's up, it's off, no good. The rebound comes down to the Warriors. Down court with the ball comes Sydney Fortune. Had it tipped away by Witt, then it's loose. Fortune gets it back, tries to go to Gamble on the right wing. Gamble comes up with a basketball right in front of the Sacred Heart Irish bench. Gamble backs it out near the midcourt circle, guarded by Witt. She lost her dribble. Witt knocks the ball away, gave her new life on the dribble. To the left side, this is Rowley with the basketball. Into the corner, here comes Benish. Now Benish got stopped that time on the baseline. Back up top to Gamble. Top of the key, long three, off the back of the rim, doesn't go. Rebound, Gamble, follow shot up, good.
And a foul on Macy Keller.
Shawnee Gamble. With her first basket, she'll be at the line for the and one. Macy Keller called for the personal, her first, team foul number two on the Irish. Substitute into the ball game, Jessica Wurtenberger back onto the floor for Sacred Heart. She will give Olivia Eichhoff a little breather. At the free throw line for the and one is Shawnee Gamble. Free throw is on the way. It's up. It's off. No. Rebound brought down by Gamble. Come out with her own rebound. Into the corner left side, holding it on the left wing is Rowley. Rowley, right? That's what you said?
Raleigh.
Raleigh. Okay, Raleigh. There's a ball stolen away by Witt. Macy Raleigh is not spelled that way at all. Wurtenberger, baseline right side, inside Lechtenberg, goes up with a shot. She'll be fouled. And now Gentry Lechtenberg will be at the line where she'll be shooting two shots for the Irish.
Foul will go on Sydney Fortune, her second, team foul number six on the Warriors.
At the free throw line, Gentry Lechtenberg. She shoots 54% from the line on the season. First shot is just short off the front of the rim. Another opportunity coming. Lechtenberg has 4 points in the ballgame. 18-11, Sacred Heart up by 7, 5:31 to play here in the second quarter. Second free throw is up and good for Gentry Lechtenberg, the sophomore. She now has 5 points for the Irish. Down court with the ball comes Sydney Fortune. Ball tipped away. Went with a steal. Delaney went one-on-one with Gamble. Spin move. Shot is up. Off. No good. Went with her own rebound. Ball is on the floor. Everybody after it. I think we're going to have a jump ball called. Possession arrow favors the Irish. Sacred Heart will keep the basketball.
Good job. And her wit struggling from the field. Randy, she has only made one field goal in this postseason. Man, she's been lights out of the line.
Into the corner, left side, Lechtenberg, top of the key, Witt. Inside the paint, here comes Wurtenberger, tries to go up with a shot, is blocked away and stolen by Gamble. Gamble down court with the ball in a hurry to the corner. Benny pulls up for three, off the rim, no. Rebound, Lechtenberg goes after it, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called. It'll be Sacred Hearts basketball. The foul is going to be on the Leighton Warriors.
Foul on 12. That is Cadence Hawk with her first, and we should be shooting one now.
Yeah, that should be.
No.
No, that's just 16 fouls I've done. Yeah, I have 16 fouls. So it appears that Lechtenberg is about to leave the lineup. What seems to be the confusion now, John?
I don't know. I think they drove around who the foul was actually on, what the official had pointed out.
All right, Olivia Eichhoff checks back into the lineup. Gentry Lechtenberg will take a breather. The basketball is going to belong to. Oh, we had the foul going the other way. The basketball is going to.
They call that on Sacred Heart.
Leighton, yeah. Warriors inbound the ball into the corner. With it is Benish in the paint. Benish to the top of the key. Ball safe from going over, but it'll be over and back. Great effort by Gamble to chase after that one.
They call that foul on Lechtenberg, her second, Sacred Heart.
Okay, we had a 12 up there.
Confusing.
Yeah, I see what took place now. All right, that's why we are not, it's only five team fouls. All right, with the basketball as I cough to the near side, comes to Witt with the pass, skip pass right back across court. They play catch with it. Witt looks inside the paint, goes to I cough left wing. I cough takes a little dribble, tries to penetrate into the paint. Witt feeds inside to Wurtenberger, jump shot, Wurtenberger up and good. Jessica is going to be hard to stop in there this morning. And she showed why on that one. 21-11. Suddenly the Irish up by 10 here. A double-digit lead now as Benish is guarded very carefully by McKinley Scholl. Gives to Gamble. On the switch, Scholl is there with Gamble. Now she lost the dribble. And they're going to get McKinley Scholl for a reach-in foul. John?
McKinley picks up foul one on her fourth team foul this first half on Sacred Heart with 4:22 left in the second quarter.
Leighton Warriors will have the basketball. They'll inbound it. Benish will toss it in on the side in forecourt. Still waiting, still waiting. Now Gamble comes to help her. It goes to Benish from Gamble. Benish to the top of the circle. Wurtenberger with her. They switch. McKinley Scholl picks her up. They're going to keep somebody in Benish's face all the time here. They recognize that she can be dangerous if you don't stay on her constantly. To the right side, Gamble. Gamble penetrates, goes in for a driving layup that won't go. And there's Macy Keller for the rebound. Macy just muscled that one away from two defenders, took it away from them on the baseline. Into forecourt is Wurtenberger. Up to the top of the key, long three, Witt. Got it! Nice looking shot, Delaney Witt. Her first basket of the morning. She hits the tray, and suddenly it's 24-11. Irish starting to open up a lead here. Benish with the dribble. Benish guarded by Witt. Tried to set a pick for. Now Benish goes to the corner to Gamble. Baseline left side handling the ball. That's Watchhorn with it. Back up top to Gamble. Gamble into the corner. Fortune with the ball. Benish for three. Top of the key. Short off the front of the rim. Safe from going out of bounds. Tipped into Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger down court in a hurry with it. Here comes Olivia Eichhoff all the way to the hole. Layup up off. No good. Rebound. Scholl. Rebound. Follow shot. It won't go. Rebound. Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger tries to go up with a shot and a whistle and a foul, and we're going to put Jessica Wurtenberger at the line where she'll put up two free throws, and John, the Irish just dominating down there on the boards rebounding.
On the inside, they'll have all the advantages for certain. That foul will go on Clara Watchhorn, her first.
Wurtenberger at the line to shoot two. The first one is up and good. Jessica Wurtenberger now perfect 3-for-3 from the line. She normally hits 74% of her free throws, so you expect her to make most of them.
This is where she spends most of her life, and right? She's got the Sacred Heart career free throws made and attempted.
Well, she just keeps adding to that record. She just has 4-for-4 this morning, 8 points now in the ballgame. Here's Benish trying to drive underneath, kicks it into the corner. No look there. Back up to the top of the circle it comes. Right wing driving, floating layup on the corner, won't go. Rebound brought down Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger handling the board. She gets it down to Delaney Witt. Here come the Irish into the corner. Olivia Eichhoff driving in for the layup. Ball is stripped away. It went out of bounds, but it's touched last down there by Claire Watchhorn. It'll be Sacred Hearts basketball. At least I think that's what happened.
Yes, you're correct.
Official right in front of the table here again. Inbounding Olivia Eichhoff. She'll trigger it in baseline left side under her own basket. Into the corner it goes. There's Daisy Witt for three. That one came up just short. The rebound to Shawnee Campbell. Down to Benish. Benish pulls up for three from the left wing. Got it. She'll hit that one on you. Zaylee Benish has 7 points, her first tray of the morning. It's 26-14. Irish were up by 15 points there momentarily, John, at 26-11. Underneath the Macy Keller in traffic. Her bounce pass tries to go out to the corner. It went off of one of the defenders for the Warriors. It'll stay with the Irish. Sacred Heart will have the basketball.
Must have been deflected when she threw it. Macy was too far, almost behind the buck when she tried to get out there to Daisy Wood.
Irish will inbound it right in front of the Leighton bench. Inbounding it, Olivia Eichhoff up to Daisy Witt, the freshman. To the near side, Delaney Witt. Into Wurtenberger. Underneath, Keller with a shot off the glass, but got her own rebound. Keller comes to Wurtenberger. Free throw line. Wurtenberger driving layup. Couldn't get it, but she'll be fouled again. And right back to the free throw line will go Wurtenberger. She got popped in the nose there that time as she went into the lane.
That foul on a single number. Perhaps Shawnee Gamble, I believe.
Yes, it is. I just posted it. At the free throw line, Wurtenberger. Shot is up and good. Jessica, 5 for 5 now. Shawnee Gamble, that was her first personal. That should be team foul number 7, even though it says
it's 8 now.
8 now, yeah. All right. At the free throw line, Wurtenberger takes aim. Another one is up. It's good again. Boy, she's putting them in. 6 for 6 from the line. She's in double figures. Jessica, the senior, has 10 points. Already in the ballgame this morning, 28-14. The Irish have doubled up the score now on the Warriors with 2 minutes to play here in the first half. Benish on the dribble. Zaylee Benish works to the left wing, goes to the corner, hands back out inside the paint, bounce pass, trying to go up with it is Fortune. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Irish, probably on Jessica Wurtenberger here, John.
Perhaps we're going to have to station somebody on the other side of the court, Randy, to signal us the fouls.
The official turns his back to us when he signals to the scores table. I'm sure that was on Wurtenberger. Not yet a shooting foul. That's only the 15th foul. So the basketball will belong to the Warriors. They inbound it up to the top of the circle to Watchhorn. Watchhorn to Benish. Benish at the free throw line, guarded by Daisy Witt. The freshman doing a good job keeping a hand right in front of Benish so she can't get there. Benish comes across with it to Hopp. Bounce pass at the top of the key. Little reverse pirouette at the top of the circle by Fortune. She gets the ball right back. McKinley Scholl off the bench, ready to check in. There's a long three from the right side. A 2. They give her a 2 on that, and they did. Cadence Hopp with a 2 from the right wing. Must have had her toe on the line there. 28-16, your score. Witt looks inside with it, comes up to Olivia Eichhoff. She'll reset it. Again, this is Daisy Witt, a cross-court pass to Delaney. Delaney up top, Eichhoff, lob pass in, Wurtenberger into the corner, Macy Keller, a cross-court pass, skip pass, Daisy Witt for 3, is short off the rim, the rebound comes down to the Warriors. Coming up with the basketball, Cadence Hopp into forecourt, here's Gamble inside the paint at the free throw line, can't get there, has to go to the right wing with it now. Up top again, it comes to Benish. Benish is the one we have to watch. Eichhoff has her. Scholl picks her up. A whistle, a foul is going to be called on the Irish.
Delaney Witt out there reaching in. Going to be called for her first foul. And team foul number 6.
Here's Scholl back into the lineup, replacing Daisy Witt now for the Irish. Just 39 seconds to play in the first half here. Irish up by 12, 28-16. First round girls D2 state tournament action. With the ball is Benish. Benish guarded by Eichhoff. Backs it out into the corner. Can't get to the baseline as much as she wanted to there. Eichhoff would have none of that. Now at the top of the key, Benish lost the dribble. You wonder why they pick up their dribble sometimes, John. A cross-court pass to the near side. That's Fortune with the ball. Fortune into the corner, down deep, left side of the basket. Macy Keller there to defend Watchhorn. She can't get there. Watchhorn with a pass back to Benish.
10 seconds.
Only 10 seconds to go. They're going to play for one. Benish lost the dribble. They've got her covered. She puts up a desperation shot that doesn't go. It goes out of bounds. 3 seconds left. Benish had more time than she thought.
Well, I think she's about to get a five-second call, though. I wanted to get rid of it. So now the Irish with 3.1. Let's see what they can do here. Long down court pass. Scholl. Scholl will launch a mid-court shot that's just short at the buzzer. And at the half, the Sacred Heart Irish are leading the Leighton Warriors. Your halftime score, Sacred Heart 28 and Leighton 16. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the Highland Community College halftime scoring recap. Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. We're back in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3 and KTNC.
Frontier Bank, proud to partner with local schools and be part of the Falls City community since 1880, with the tradition of personalized and local community banking now and into the future. In addition to the new school savings programs, the SCORE School Support Program has resulted in local Frontier Bank officers presenting over $900 to Sacred Heart and nearly $1,900 to Falls City Public Schools for achieving academic and athletic goals. Frontier Bank, online at frontier.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country Potvin Superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Back to Pinnacle Bank Arena here in Lincoln. It's halftime of the girls' D2 state basketball tournament. The Sacred Heart Irish leading the Leighton Warriors 28-16. It's time now for the Highland Community College halftime scoring recap. Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Now with a look at the first half numbers, here's John Nixon.
Thank you, Randy. The first half for the Warriors, they are led in scoring by Zeely Benish. Not surprising. 7 points in the first half, a triple and a couple of deuces. Shawnee Gamble scored 2. Caden Hopp had 2 and 5 in the first half for Sydney Fortune. They are 0 for 1 in the free throw line in the first, actually, yeah, 0 for 1 in the line in the first half. They have 2 players with 2 fouls. That is Zaylee Benish and Sydney Fortune. For the Irish in the first half, leading scorer is Jessica Wurtenberger. She's got a dozen in the first half. Half of those at the free throw line, where she's 6 for 6. We have 6 points for Olivia Eichhoff. McKinley Scholl has 2. A 3 ball for Delaney Witt. And we have 4 points for Gentry Lechtenberg and 2 for Macy Keller. The Irish 7 out of 9 in the free throw line in the first half. 2 fouls on Gentry Lechtenberg. Nobody else with more than 1. Early on, we were tied at 2 and 4 and had 4 lead changes. Then the Irish went on a 10-0 run at the end of the first quarter, into the second quarter, and that kind of put them out to a lead. Now they've led by as many as 15 and lead by 12 here at halftime.
John, the winner of this game will face the winner of the game that follows this, McCool Junction versus Humphrey St. Francis. That game is scheduled for Friday at 6 p.m., and it'll be played over at the Devaney Sports Center. At the half, the Sacred Heart Irish up 28-16. We're going to step aside for a 2-minute timeout. Update you with our latest weather forecast. Another 2 minutes of important information. And we'll be back here at Pinnacle Bank Arena in 5 minutes on Sunny 101.3 and KTNC.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Employees at FAST get amazing benefits, medical and dental at no cost to you, life and vision insurance, flex spending and health savings, paid time off, tuition reimbursement, and on-the-job training to further your career and pay, bonus opportunities and stock ownership. What more can you ask for? Apply at workatfast.com. FAST is an equal opportunity employer.
FAST Global Solutions, global presence with small-town spirit.
Weatherology meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki with your weather for the tri-state area. Overcast this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 42. Northeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies again tonight. Chance for scattered rain showers. Lows dip down to about 31. Mixed precipitation possible at times. Tomorrow, highs level off around 51. Mainly sunny skies and calm. I'm weatherology meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Sunny 101.3.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Barron in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
Get off the roller coaster and lock in your rate today. The Auburn State Bank is currently offering a 19-month CD at 3.75% annual percentage yield. Stop in the Auburn State Bank to get started today. A $10,000 minimum deposit is required to open this 19-month CD at 3.75 APY and is only available at the Auburn State Bank, 1212 J Street in Auburn, Nebraska. Learn more at theauburnstatebank.com. Auburn State Bank member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care are proudly owned by Johnson County Hospital. Our family practice, including Drs. Ben Beal, Zach Templemeyer, Grant Salzgaber, and physician's assistants Elizabeth Gobber, Sarah Sharples, and Katie Grease, offer services from wellness visits to acute care, working together for better health care and supporting happy, healthy lifestyles. I am Lisa Bohr, clinic manager of Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care, inviting you to call 402-335-2811 to visit about your health care needs.
Beck and Call wants to make sure you stay safe and warm this winter. Beck and Call of Falls City has 14 years of HVAC experience, servicing all brands. As your local Daikin dealer, Daikin is an industry leader towards a future of heating and cooling for quiet, efficient, safe, and easily controlled and affordable systems. Instant rebates and financing is available. Contact Adam with Beck and Call LLC in Falls City at 402-883-7700 or find Beck and Call on Facebook for efficient and reliable HVAC sales and service. Beck and Call, your local Daikin HVAC dealer.
We welcome you back again here to Pinnacle Bank Arena. It's halftime. The Sacred Heart Irish leading the Leighton Warriors 28-16. Well, John, that first half went kind of like I hoped it would, and yet you don't really feel like things are out of the woods here yet either. It makes you a little nervous how Zaylee Benish can pop that three in there and get to the hole. You know, a couple of three-pointers, and all of a sudden you've got another new ball game here. Right now, the Irish sitting on this 12-point advantage. I think they led by as much as 15 at one point in that first half. But I still look for a competitive second half of basketball.
I'm confident as can be. I get these girls out here from late and warming up right in front of us. Randy, they're not very big. They're all sophomores. They're young, and they're just, you know, they're just not a very big basketball team.
Well, they got to be happy to be at the state tournament. It's a long ways from Layton. Oh, what did you say?
Six hours, what those kids told me down here.
6-hour ride all the way down here.
I looked in our program where it's at, and it's as far apart as any two teams in the state could possibly be to play basketball.
They're out there. You know, the Potter Dick's Sacred Heart boys game was an interesting thing. We got on Google Earth and did Google Maps to see who had to go the farthest. Well, Sacred Heart had to travel 236 miles to get to Kearney. The folks from Potter Dick's, they had to travel 236 miles to get to Kearney. It was exactly halfway down to the part of a mile here when we figured it out, so they couldn't have got that thing any closer. The Irish boys did very well in that basketball game, coming out on top. They pretty well dominated that one. Sacred Heart got the win over Potter Dick's 66-44. Big night for Joe Simon. He had 20 points, and he was going against a 6-foot-6-inch defender there from Potter Dick's. And he got his first couple of shots blocked, didn't like that, and then started taking it to the hole, ended up with 20. So that puts the Irish in the boys' tournament. Talk a little bit about next week's boys' tournament, John.
Sacred Heart will play on Thursday evening, and they'll be taking on Parkview Christian. That's in D2. Auburn will play Wednesday morning. That's at 9 a.m. They take on number one ranked, top-seeded Wahoo, and Johnson Brock. They play on Wednesday as well. I don't have my numbers in front of me. They play on Wednesday evening.
Sorry to do that to you.
I know. I just don't have it in front. Well, Wednesday evening at 7:40. Oh, there it is. They will be taking on Johnson Brock, that is, will be in action. Well, there it is, against Howells Dodge. I don't know why I can't remember Howells Dodge.
Yeah.
Auburn, has forget
to,
that.
Auburn has to play Wahoo, number one seeded, number one ranked. But you know what, though? Auburn has Jim Weeks.
Well, they played so he gave me a stat the other night after the ball game, if I remember it correctly, and I forget how long it's been in the last number of years. In winning a go-home game, his Bulldogs are 17-1.
Wow.
Well, so they do pretty well.
He's won three state championships in a row, then last year got runner-up, losing to Ashland-Greenwood, 36-33. Don't ask me how I know that.
Last-second shot right down in his corner.
But that was the score, 36-33, Ashland-Greenwood. Now, if you'd asked me that an hour ago, I couldn't have told you that. Somehow that just pops to mind.
Did you look that up, did you?
Yeah. Glad it's still, I don't know. I just remembered it. All right. We're ready for third quarter action. Here's John Nixon with the call.
Layton basketball to start, bringing the ball in will be Hop. Get the ball over in the left corner, and the Irish defense cuts him off. The ball comes away now to Fortune. Fortune back off to Caden Hop. Off, driven defense, stolen away by Wurtenberger. I've got her for two or three steals here already in this first half and 1 minute of play today. Over left side, Olivia Eichhoff with the ball. Starts right, goes left, floats it up off the glass. It's good. Eichhoff with 8 now. Granted, she's one of those seniors. You see it every year as they get toward the end of the season. They go, oh, my goodness, I got to play there. It's almost over. Olivia's elevated her game the last month to better than what it already was. Up the floor, Hop with the basketball now for the Layton squad. They're having trouble just getting the ball inside the three-point line right now against the Irish defense. The Irish switch off, a reach in by Lechtenberg. He's playing with two fouls and a steal by Delaney Witt. Delaney Witt gives the ball forward across the floor to Lechtenberg. She started it and ends up with a payoff at the other end. She's got 7 now. We'll take 2 away from Wurtenberger from the first half.
Delaney Witt with the assist on that one.
Good job all the way around. Now Layton with it, front court Benish over on the left side, right in front of her bench, needs help, gets it away to Fortune. Fortune with it now, dribbling out top. Lechtenberg on her, and a 3-ball up, no good by Benish. Rebound brought down by Olivia Eichhoff. On the run, up the floor, she goes cross court to Witt. Keller just inside the three-point line, knocking down for straight out in front. Coach says she shoots that in practice all the time, does pretty good at it. The Irish up, their biggest lead of the game now, 18-34-16.
Macy Keller with 4 points now.
Here's a 3-ball on the other end. It's up. It's good over there. That was finished. She now has 10, and we got a timeout. 34-19, the Irish with the lead, and we're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and KTNC.
When you need to borrow money, you probably needed it yesterday. First National Bank of Johnson understands and knows your time is valuable. That's why they make it their business to provide fast, courteous service from a bank you know and trust for loans, checking or savings accounts, and retirement accounts. Stop in and visit all the friendly staff for prompt, courteous service from a bank you know and trust. First National Bank of Johnson, member FDIC.
Before the break there, you mentioned Olivia Eichhoff, the senior, kind of turning it up a notch. I really enjoy watching the other seniors also. Jessica Werdenberger, a moment ago when she made the steal out here, what impresses me is such court awareness. She came down the floor. There's a defender coming up behind her. She knows she's back there. And all of a sudden, just switches to the left-handed dribble from the right. Defender goes by on her right. Where'd the basketball go? Yeah, love to see that kind of awareness.
Jess is one of the players that it's kind of an Irish tradition. She came here and watched her sisters play how many times in the state tournament and kind of, well, that's how it works, huh?
Looks like fun. Well,
yeah. So now she's the one doing it. That last bucket for Olivia Eichhoff gave her 800 career points for the Irish. You don't think of her as a scorer.
Yeah.
Or we didn't until this year. Up the floor, Eichhoff with the basketball over to Laney Witt, back to Olivia. Left side against the zone. Witt holds it, looks low for Keller. Gives it in a high post, free throw line. Wartenberger heads down the lane, up, and too strong that time. The rebound to Leighton's Warriors. Coming up the floor, they pass the ball over to the far side to Gamble. Gamble will be cut off by Wartenberger. Get it to Benish. Benish floats it up, and off the rim, no good. Rebound grabbed up by Delaney Witt. Delaney will bring it up. Delaney's so happy she's found a girl to guard her that's shorter than she is. That doesn't happen often. But it's got to make her happy. The other way, Eichhoff, cross court, left side.
Hop
cross court,
listed
dribble.
5-1.
Okay.
I don't think so, but I mean, that's what she's listed at.
Wartenberger passes off, gets it back now, tried to lob it down to Keller, and it went off of a Leighton player down there on her.
Caden's Hop got a hand up on the basketball. It was looking for Keller, and somehow Hop tipped it away.
I thought it looked like it was Benish guarding Keller, but you talk about a mismatch even in a zone. Here's Lechtenberg. A defender says, I'll step up and stop her. Lechtenberg says, I'm going to go the other way. Puts it up. She's got two hoops in the quarter. 9 for the game.
The proverbial left her counting her change.
36-19. Here's Benish in the free throw circle. Backs out. Trying to get around Eichhoff, who's doing a great job defensively.
That's the biggest lead of the game so far for the Irish, John.
The other way now with the ball. Gamble again. Long three ball on the rim. Won't go. Rebound grabbed up by Macy Keller. Out of there to Eichhoff, looking up the floor, cutting to the middle. Oh, and she lost the handle on it. It just got off. That would go off her leg. It almost had to. Coming up the floor, and Eichhoff says, give me that ball back. Steals it. On the long pass up the floor, says, got it back.
So many one-and-dones for Leighton on offense. They seldom get a second shot because Sacred Heart's controlling the defensive boards.
Lechtenberg out to Delaney Witt, to Wartenberger. Down the lane she goes, and she got fouled again.
Fouled.
She set a new school record today in most attempted free throws in a season. Now 171 on the year.
Foul on Claire Watchhorn. On Watchhorn, that's her second personal. First team foul of the half on the Warriors.
Lechtenberg, 6 for 6 at the line. And
you did it. You did it.
It hasn't really mattered lately. They have just been lights out at the line. Delaney went out. McKinley Scholl back in here halfway through the third quarter. Once again. Wartenberger up and rattles around. It climbed out of there somehow. And there's going to be Irish basketball. They say Wharton or Lechtenberg touched the last. So it'll be Leighton basketball.
4:05 to play here in the third quarter. 36-19, Irish with their biggest lead of the game, up by 17.
Up the front court we come. Leighton gets it to finish. Lechtenberg on her now. Now Wartenberger is going to guard her in the man-to-man. She tries to go right, goes left, and Wartenberger and Lechtenberg cut her off. Now down to the baseline, double team there with Keller and Wartenberger. And Wartenberger reaches up and says, give me that basketball. Have a timeout?
We do.
Leighton called a timeout to save the possession. We return to Pinnacle Bank Arena after this 30-second timeout.
Need to file an insurance claim, update your policies, or apply for home or auto insurance? Casey Agency is your independent insurance agency located at the First National Bank of Johnson and at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson. When you need home, auto, or agricultural insurance, see Casey Agency, your independent insurance agency, at First National Bank of Johnson or at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson, and take care of your banking and insurance needs all in one stop.
John, before the timeout, when Zaylee Benish was right here in front of our tables, you could see the close-up expression on her face, the frustration as they had her trapped here. Nowhere to go. She went down to the baseline, got the ball taken away. They saved the possession with the timeout, but a very frustrating outing so far.
Yeah, certainly is. Here's a shot up short, no good, and a rebound by Wurtenberger, the miss by Gamble. Wurtenberger taking on three defenders, goes past him, and guess what? She got fouled.
Yep, I believe Gamble got called for this one. I'm going to wait until he signals. Yes, it will. It'll be on Gamble. On Shawnee, that's her second personal. Team foul number two of the half on the Warriors.
Wurtenberger at the line again. Free throw up and free throw right up all the time. She's 7 for 9 now.
Yes, 11 points.
9 attempts at the free throw line to date. Randy, that gives her 174 attempts on the season. That's a bunch. Up and rolls around, no good. She broke the old record for most in a season set by Angela Wolf. That's been a while. Angela Simon, you might know her.
Yeah, I know.
To steal. Lechtenberg ahead to Shaw. Stops. The defender goes by, and the layup is good. So Lechtenberg with the steal and the assist. And here comes Layton down 39-19. Here's a three-pointer and a foul. It's going to be on Wurtenberger, and it's a three-point attempt.
Yeah, Benich will be at the line with a chance to shoot three. Jessica Wurtenberger picks up her second personal. That's the first team foul of the half on the Irish.
They haven't told anybody at the scorer's table who that foul is. Oh, there he goes. He's going to tell him. Oh, wait a minute. He called out on Eichhoff.
No, Eichhoff wasn't even in the area.
That's who he signaled.
Eichhoff wasn't in the area. It was Wurtenberger.
Well,
okay.
See what they put on the board. Free throw up and good.
Benish at the
free throw. Olivia didn't have a foul before, but she does now. He signaled three.
Okay.
Maybe that's why he waited.
Second one's up and off for Benish. She's made one of two. She'll have a third one. Benish has 11 points in the ballgame. She's reached half of her season average, 22.3 on the year.
Macy Keller checks out into the ballgame again. Delaney Whitten. We're not picking on these officials. They've done a nice job.
Oh, yeah.
Last night and today in games we saw. Up and missed two out of three. Rebound brought down by Lechtenberg. Now she's taking it up the floor past midcourt and heads right to the bucket, left hand, coast to coast off the rebound.
You gotta love that move by Gentry Lechtenberg, folks. She's just a sophomore.
11 in the game, 6 in the quarter for the sophomore. Lead is now 41-20. The other way we go. Lechtenberg on the defense again, guarding Fortune. Should give it off to Benish. Benish trying to get loose, nothing doing. Now, again, Fortune. Hands off to Gamble. They're right here in front of us. Into the free throw circle. Now over to Benish. They just can't get a shot away. If we had the 35-second clock, it would have expired by now. The other way we go. Fortune with the basketball looking. Coming to the right side. Cut off. Double dribble.
Yep.
She stopped, got frustrated, and drilled again. Randy. Ryan Westengard is having a birthday today. She's 13 today.
Happy birthday.
You lived more than five of her lifetimes after yesterday's birthday, Randy. Congratulations.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, you're right.
I think Grandma and Grandpa are listening in today, from what I understand.
Well, happy birthday.
Up the floor, Wurtenberger, Jessica, underneath to Lechtenberg. Got bumped as she shot it, missed it strong. Here's a pass up the floor, and it's going to be, I think, off Olivia Eichhoff. They got deflected, I think, by Delaney Witt, then off the Warriors, then off Eichhoff, and out of bounds it goes.
1:59 to play in the third quarter, 41-20. Your Irish are up by 21 points now here over the Leighton Warriors. Dacey Witt back into the lineup for Sacred Heart.
Lechtenberg checks out here. The shot up from the right side wing, no good. Wurtenberger with the rebound for the Irish off the miss by Ella Haley. Wurtenberger lobs across the floor to Delaney Witt in the paint. Shot blocked. It's blocked out of there by Haley, and it comes down to Benish. She'll push it up the floor, but she's behind everybody else now with the ball. Three ball right wing off the mark by Gamble. Loose ball rebound. Who's got it? Layton ends up with it. Popped with it. Drove it across the passing lane and gets the ball away to Ella Haley. She puts it up from about 12 feet away and got it on the right wing. 1:20 left in this third quarter. The Irish trying to get to the semifinals again. This is their 16th state tournament appearance in the 17 years. Luke Sim has been the head coach. Out across, short pass, stolen away. And a block by Eichhoff. It was intended for Eichhoff on the pass. Stolen by Leighton. Olivia said, I think I can catch her and block it.
Benny thought she had the layup. Eichhoff got her, got the basketball, got the camera person with the basketball on the head. She did it all.
Yeah, you get extra points for that, right?
The TV camera got right on the side of the head.
Hopped with it. Ooh, here comes a pass. It's going to be the Gamble. Gamble drives to the top of the key, around the defense, stops, leaves the ball off for Hop. Hop looking. She has a tough time getting a shot off at 5-1. And now she'll go across, and Wurtenberger with another steal for the Irish. Headed up the floor to Delaney Witt. Left-hand layup is good. Delaney Witt with 5 in the game. And we come the other way with a 21-point Irish advantage now. Hop looking. 27 seconds to go in the third. Moves to the right, goes back to the top, over across the floor to Haley. Haley, whoop, all nearly drug her pivot foot. Wartenberger's on her. She gets away now to Macy Raleigh. Raleigh to Hop, lob it inside, taken away momentarily by Eichhoff. It's a loose ball. It ends up back in the hands of Gamble. Shot up and no good. Wartenberger tipped it to Eichhoff and a foul. Well, what are we going to call here? Something with a one in it.
I don't think that's going to go on Benish.
Let's see. I'm looking up.
Well, watching hips. Yes, it is. It's on Benish. That's, well,
not right. Well, shot at the buzzer is no good for the Irish, and that ends our third quarter. 43-22, Sagan Harbor the lead. Back in 1 minute from the Nebraska State Tournament.
Western National Bank, with local branches in Summerfield, Kansas, and Tecumseh, Nebraska, specializing in agricultural loans, business loans, as well as deposit accounts, with many resources located online at mywnb.com. Western National Bank also offers mobile banking, with an app to bank from anywhere. Local branches in Summerfield, Kansas, and Tecumseh, Nebraska, are one of the 11 offices that have been serving financial needs of area customers for nearly 30 years. Western National Bank, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Contact Community Insurance Agency with agents in Pawnee City, Humboldt, Tecumseh, and Sterling.
Pinnacle Bank Arena. Going to the fourth quarter, the Irish up 43-22. John Nix, Randy Gatula with you here. Logan Carpenter and Aaron Wisdom running the show back at the stations today.
One of those rare occasions where we get to carry the game on both Sunny 101.3 and KTMC. Throughout the year, John and I are usually miles apart in different cities on different stations. Sacred Heart with the basketball. The inbound pass comes into Olivia Eichhoff to the right side, Delaney Witt. Inside the paint, Gentry Lechtenberg kicks it to the corner, left side. Here comes Wurtenberger in the paint, driving lay-in up and good. Nice move, Jessica Wurtenberger to the goal. She's got 13 points now in the basketball game. 45-22, the Irish pulling this thing wide open here in the opening minutes of this quarter. Here's a steal. Wurtenberger has Lechtenberg out ahead. Wurtenberger driving layup, couldn't get it. Lechtenberg with the rebound, follow shot, put back Olivia Eichhoff. Up and good, and Eichhoff is in double figures. The senior has 10 points in this state tournament game. Down court of the dribble. Cadence Hop with the basketball now for the Warriors. Hop looks inside for Fortune. Ball stolen away again. I wonder how many steals.
I've got her for 4.
Wurtenberger. She's got her share of them here. Wurtenberger down court to the right side. Delaney Witt. Up top, Wurtenberger inside the paint. Lechtenberg takes it in for the layup. Couldn't get it, but she's fouled, and we're going to put Lechtenberg at the line. Gentry Lechtenberg, she'll be shooting 2 shots.
Foul, I believe, is called on Shawnee Gamble, number 3. No. I did put that on.
Lechtenberg, 54% free throw shooter. This one is up and good. Gentry has now made 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. She has 12 points in the basketball game for the Irish. You figure out who that's on yet, John?
No.
Okay. Gentry Lechtenberg ready for her second free throw attempt. The 5'8 sophomore takes aim, pushes the shot up. It's off to the left. This one won't fall. The rebound comes down to Claire Watchhorn. Watchhorn with the outlet pass down court to the right side. Goes Fortune driving, laying up off. No good for Fortune. A fight for the rebound. It goes out of bounds off of the Warriors. Benny's touched it last. It'll be Sacred Hearts basketball.
The last foul was on Gamble, number 3.
All righty. Sacred Heart with the ball. We're going to have a little bit of pressure now being applied by the Warriors. Lechtenberg inbounds to Lechtenberg on the left side. A cross-court pass to Delaney Witt. Up top, Wurtenberger. Again to Witt. She'll launch a 3 from the right elbow. Got it. Nice-looking shot, Delaney Witt. That's her second three-pointer of the morning. She has 8 points now in the ballgame for the Irish. McKinley Scholl is off the bench, getting ready to check into the lineup for the Irish with the basketball. This is Fortune. Fortune has it stolen away by Witt. The Irish, and she's going to be fouled.
She's going to be on Kate Topp, her third, team foul number 4.
Kaden is not called for the personal. Fourth team foul, not yet shooting. McKinley Scholl back into the lineup. Jessica Wurtenberger goes to the bench. To a round of applause from the appreciative Sacred Heart crowd. Lots of green people here today.
There are.
With the basketball in the forecourt, into the game, Sadie Tisdall now. Tisdall passes off to Delaney Witt to Tisdall on the left wing. Tisdall being harassed here. She picked up her dribble. Gives it into Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg with a spin move back to Tisdall. Sadie Tisdall to the top of the key. Gives to Delaney Witt. Again to Tisdall. She and Witt play catch with it. Now a timeout's going to be taken by the Irish with 6:06 to go in the ballgame. Sacred Heart on top, 51-22. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3 and KTNC.
Do you struggle with emphysema, asthma, or other lung issues? Did you know Nemaha County Hospital offers a monthly outpatient pulmonology clinic with a pulmonologist that is board certified in sleep medicine? They are able to assess your pulmonology needs as well as any sleep issues you may be experiencing. All you need is a referral from your primary care physician. You can even follow up in one of our weekly pulmonary rehabilitation classes. This is just one of the many services provided by our respiratory therapy team at Nemaha County Hospital. We're giving our best so you can live your best.
Sadie Tisdall will inbound the ball coming out of the timeout. It's into McKinley Scholl to the right side. Delaney Witt, lob pass to Macy Keller. Shot off the glass up and good. Delaney Witt with the assist. Macy Keller with the basket. That's 6 points down for Keller. And it's 53-22. John, would you believe it? A 31-point lead.
That can get worse.
Another steal. McKinley Scholl into forecourt. Decides to hold things up a bit. Gives it up to Delaney Witt. Witt will be fouled. And the foul is going to be on Hopped.
That's her. Well, I like it when we can see him commit the fouls, and we don't have to worry about we can't see the referees. So
the issue we have,
I've got
folks,
this figured out.
Okay.
Now, tomorrow, we'll take a cell phone, we'll set it up at the scorer's table, and we'll make a video call
to
our other phone, and we'll know.
What happens, folks, the official turns his back to us to the scorer's table when he signals a foul, and we can't see his hands, obviously. Here's Tisdall for 3. Got it! Sadie Tisdall came off the bench, 5'7 sophomore. She likes to get in on the sophomore parade here. There's another steal the other direction. Lechtenberg driving layup. Ball is tipped away out of bounds. No foul is called. Touchback by the Irish. And it belonged to Leighton. It's good to see that. I love it when these kids come in off the bench late in the ball game and get into the scoreboard. And
that basketball is doing its best to climb out there. Here comes Jocelyn Oberding in now for the Irish.
Another sophomore, Jocelyn Oberding, the Irish girls of the future here.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting. Some of these teams are going to get an extra day rest. Some of them aren't. And the boys thing next week as well. It'll be interesting how that meets with everybody's approval.
Well, if you're a team like Leighton and you're down here with 7 girls and would happen to win, that could be tough.
Oh, boy, yeah.
Here's a shot for a long 2 from the left elbow that's up and off. No good by Gamble. Rebound comes down to the Irish. And Delaney Witt will be fouled. Sportsmanship offering to help her up is Claire Watchhorn.
Shouldn't even let her sister help her up.
Delaney doesn't like to get knocked to the floor, and when she does, she's not very appreciative of anyone offering her help.
She doesn't like much of anything during the game. Afterwards, different story.
Great kid. Delaney went at the line. She'll be shooting 1-1 here. Rita was on the way up and good. Delaney Witt puts it down. Let's see, I believe that's 9 for her now. She's looking to get into double figures here in the first round of her senior year state basketball tournament. Delaney Witt, second free throw on the way up, and it is off the rim. Doesn't go. Rebound comes down to Hopp. 4:57 to go in the contest on the right side. Gamble with the basketball. Bounce pass into traffic. Boy, this Sacred Heart defense. You mentioned, John, that they bring their defense with them when they come to the state tournament. They certainly brought the defense along this morning.
Yes, they did.
Into the game. Now comes Avery Sando, a freshman, into the lineup. How long has Avery been dreaming of playing in a state tournament coming up here with Dad, the coach?
Avery, probably since day one.
5'5", a freshman. Avery Sando, giving him to see some playing time. There's a rebound brought down. McKinley, that was
Oberding.
Oh, Oberding got that one. Oberding with the rebound. On the dribble in backcourt is Shoal. Shoal across the timeline, up to the top of the circle, comes up to Dacey Witt. Dacey Witt went to Tisdall on the right side. Now Dacey Witt with the dribble. 4:24 to go. These girls are going to get some significant playing time here still with 4 minutes to go, Johnny.
And it's not like Layton can pull their starters either.
No, they don't have any choice. Underneath the basket on the right side is Oberding. Back up to Tisdall. She almost, and she did, stepped on the sideline. Turned it over. It'll go back over to the Warriors. Layton with only 7 girls in uniform tonight, this morning. I keep wanting to say tonight.
That's okay.
Now, here we go. Layton with the basketball. Gamble across the timeline to Benish. Benish circles around to the top of the key, launches a 3. It's good. I can see how Benish averages 22 points a game.
Timeout on the floor called by Layton. We'll take a break at the state tournament. Be back in 30 seconds.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Well, the Sacred Heart student section living it up down here in their end. They all showed up in the yellow construction vests, the cheerleaders included. They brought the pep band with them. They've been playing a while ago. And the priest down there, I can't think of the father's name right now. He was down there leading them in jumping jacks. They were having a good time. It's been a very celebratory atmosphere down on their end of things here ever since the Irish girls kind of took charge of this basketball game. Our score is 57-25. Could you believe it? A 32-point lead for the Sacred Heart Irish girls here in the first round of the D2 state tournament. 3:59 left to play. Mostly JV ball players in the ball game now. A.C. Witt is on the dribble. Of course, working against the starters here for Layton. They can't substitute. They only have 7 girls. On the right side is Tisdall. Back up to A.C. Witt. A.C. Witt takes a couple of dribbles. Works out onto the right wing in front of Coach Luke Sando. Now back across the top of the key in the paint. A.C. Witt to Avery Sando. Sando in the lane. Across to the right side gives to Tisdall. Tisdall for a long three that's up and off no good. And the rebound is pulled down the other direction by Sydney Fortune. Down court, Daisy Witt tips the ball away. It goes out of bounds off of Witt, and it'll belong to the Warriors. John, something on your mind?
No, just looking at fun figures here. State tournament for the Irish. Olivia Eichhoff had double figures today. 6th time in 10 games. It's safe for her in double figures.
Layton's basketball around the horn, outside perimeter. Watch horn. Here's a long three from the left wing. Benish up and off, no good. The rebound to Sadie Tisdall. Tisdall will dribble the ball down court herself. Good to see these sophomores getting some state tournament experience, John. This could be pretty valuable coming up.
Yeah,
wait a minute.
Good job next year.
Going to have a whistle and a foul is going to be called. 4 seniors playing a big role on this tournament run this year.
I'm assuming that's Benish. Every time I've thought that, I've been wrong. Oh, it is. I can see his fingers this time. Team foul number 7, 8, 1-1.
McKinley Shore at the line. McKinley, a 5'8 junior, was injured in the opening game of the season at Sterling and then had to miss about 2 months of the season. Free throw is up and good for McKinley Shore. Good to see her making a comeback here in the state tournament. McKinley now with 5 points in the ballgame. Second free throw coming up for the junior. McKinley Shoal shot us up. It's good. She hit a boat. McKinley Shoal now with 6 points. 3 minutes to go here. Be sure to stay tuned for our post-game wrap-up. We'll give you a complete rundown of the individual scoring and let you know how your favorite player performed this morning here in Lincoln. We'll have to have a little bit of an abbreviated post-game because the other stations need to move in for the next ball game. Here's a three from Benish on the left elbow. Off no good. Rebound down to the Warriors. They give it back to Benish in traffic. Tries to go up with a shot. Can't get it. It goes out of bounds. Tipped away by Sacred Heart. And it'll stay with Layton.
Did you have Shaylee Schmidt in the ball game yet? She's in there now for the Irish.
Good. 5'7" freshman. Thank you, Chuck. Schmidt into the lineup. Bounce pass underneath. Benish lays it up and good. Benish is going to get her points. She's a good ball player. All right, down court. On the right side is Dacey Witt. Dacey Witt backs it out. 2:38 to go in the game. Chasing her out there is Gamble. Witt takes it to the corner, left side to Tisdall. Tisdall at the free throw line. In the lane, driving layup, Sadie Tisdall. Partially blocked. Rebound comes down to the Warriors. Loose on the floor. Tisdall comes out of there with it. Is it back out to Avery Sando? Sando on the dribble. They try to knock it away from her. Benish reaching in on Sando. It's because Sando led with the forearm on that one. Across court to the right side, Sadie Tisdall. Love watching these girls get a chance to play in the state tournament, John. Here's Dacey Witt. Dacey Witt's going to go in for a driving layup. She will be fouled and will put Dacey Witt at the free throw line where she'll be shooting two shots. Dacey's not scored yet this morning, so this will be a wonderful opportunity here for the freshman.
That's foul. I believe they called on Trinity Butler, number 10. Oh, she's not playing. Nothing about her.
She's in blue jeans over
there. Yeah.
Dacey Witt, free throw is up, and oh, hit the back of the rim. She'll get another attempt to get into the state tournament scorebook as a freshman here. Dacey Witt looking to the hoop, ready for her second free throw attempt. It's on the way up, and it is good. She got it. It fell for her. Dacey's in the book. 60-27, your score with 2 minutes to play in the basketball game. 60-27, Irish on top. With the basketball is Benish. Benish into the paint, driving layup. Feeds it to her teammate on the left side, into the corner. Long shot, three from the left corner, doesn't go. Rebound pulled down by the Warriors. They'll reset their offense and try it again. Fortune dribbles all the way to the baseline. Couldn't get there, but a whistle on a foul on Dacey Witt. Dacey wasn't about to give her that baseline, John.
Checking in for the Irish during the break here is going to be Kelly Falk, a 5'8 junior, and Shea DeLosi, a 5'8 freshman.
DeLosi and Falk into the ballgame. The basketball belongs to Layton with a minute 39 to go in this first-round tournament game. Inbounding the ball for the Warriors. They go to the corner with it. Give it back to Benish. Benish being guarded by Sando. Backs it out to the top of the key. They chase after her. Here's a three from the left wing that's in and out of there. And the rebound is going to be pulled down by Oberding. Some of these names just keep resurfacing after the years. We're back with Oberding out there again. Avery Sando down court, and she's going to be fouled. And now we're going to put Avery Sando at the free throw line and another freshman with a chance to get into the state tournament scorebook. Just imagine you're the coach's daughter. You've been coming up here since you're 1 year old, been taking pictures with Dad with all those trophies forever, and now you're in the state tournament. Shot is up, and it's good. Avery Sando, 5'5 freshman, her first point ever in the state tournament. I get a feeling she may score some more.
She played a big role early. When Shaw got hurt, she played a lot of basketball for the Irish early on in some important times.
Avery Sando, second free throw coming up at the line. Looks to the basket. Shots on the way. Got it. Both of them right down the middle. Avery Sando, I got news for you. She's shooting 100% from the free throw line in state tournament action.
She shot a few of those in her life.
2 for 2 there this morning. With the ball is Benish. Zaylee Benish. On the dribble, she's just a sophomore. They're going to see a lot of her in the next couple of years. From the corner, Fortune for three, up and off, no good. And the rebound is pulled down by a Sacred Heart, Shaylee Schmidt. Schmidt in backcourt on the dribble with 55 seconds to go, gives to Avery Sando. Sando works to the left elbow. on the baseline, into the corner. Is it back to Smith? Smith now comes to the top of the key. 45 seconds to play. Again, they give it to Sando. Sacred Heart would be happy just to dribble this thing out. Boy, the defense is pressuring there. Hopped is going to be whistled for another foul, and we're going to put Sando back to the line again, John.
That's number five on Hopp. She fouls out with 2 points.
So now the pressure is on the freshman Avery Sando to maintain a 100% shooting percentage from the free throw line in state tournament action.
Glad you brought that up.
Not to put any pressure on Avery. Shooting two shots. Free throw is up. It's good. Nothing but nylon. She's 3 for 3 now from the free throw line.
I think she's got a whole bunch of free throw shooting trophies at home on the case somewhere.
Here we go. The next one's up. It's good. Right down the middle. She's 4 for 4, still shooting 100% from the line.
Challenger to a
I challenge her enough just talking about her. Shot is up for 3 and good by Benish. Zaylee Benish, that's her 4th three-pointer. Add them up, John. I think she's got 19
now. But she's got 8 of them here against the Irish JV.
All right. Avery Sando, our free throw shooting machine, comes to Smith on the left side with 14 seconds. Sando, bounce pass inside to Oberding. Back up top to Sando. Not much sense in fouling now, girls. You're down to 6 seconds. On the dribble with the basketball, and near side is Ellie Falk. Here's a shot for 2 that's scored by Smith. And there's your ball game. Your final score, the Sacred Heart Irish, 64, the Leighton Warriors, 30. Stay with us. We're back in 2 minutes with a postgame scoring recap on Sunny 101.3 and KTNC.